You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
I hope that you can help us because we are hearing now about the ideas that in the Central Plains, because of the temperature variance below and above freezing, that there is some heaving conditions that have been going on with the winter wheat crop. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, certainly as warm as it's been for the start of the winter, that is certainly a possibility. And the trend in the weather pattern, which is looking more unsettled and colder, brings both good news and bad news to those areas. Good news is some of the winter wheat areas, some of those southern plains may actually have got some chances for precipitation, but with that will come some colder temperatures, which, of course, would be a concern if it gets too cold.
Now, usually when you hear about heaving conditions, it happens because the ground is wet, and that's not the case.
No, not at all. Some folks wish that was the case, but there are no what I would call wet areas anywhere where those conditions are being reported right now. It's exactly the opposite.
In fact, if there's any precipitation to be reported, I suppose it would be east of the plains over the next few weeks.
Well, yeah, I think one thing I'll give folks a heads up on is that we are looking at a very active weather pattern and a forecast pattern, especially in the long term, that's going to change almost daily. Buy into your three-day forecast, 5 or 6 days out, expect a lot of variability. We're going to see the Pacific churn out a lot of small storms that will traverse the country, and occasionally one of these smaller systems could blow up and turn into something big. So you'll want to stay on your toes, especially when it comes to winter weather in the Midwest. I do think between now and Christmas we've got some opportunities for some winter storms.
What's prompting that activity?
Well, a change in the pattern. This was a change we talked a little bit last week out in the Pacific. A pattern that was sort of holding everything up in the Pacific has cut loose. So Pacific storms, instead of just stalling on the West Coast, are now coming inland, and as they come inland, they're going to occasionally grab some Canadian air and pull that colder air in.
Let's turn our attention then to South America, where Brazil, same old, occasional storms, thunderstorms over the next 10 days?
Yeah, you know, I would say for the most part, I think we could talk about maybe some drier conditions developing in Argentina, but overall, key growing areas of South America really look good, favorable for continued good crop development, not too hot, not too cold. I think we call this the Goldilocks forecast.
Could it be, though, that maybe a few isolated places, and I'm thinking southern Paraguay, may become too wet?
Well, certainly that's a concern, although right now I would say that that'll be something that needs to be watched, especially here in the short term. Paraguay is one area that could be looking at some significant rains, especially in some of those heavier thunderstorms.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.